The terms source, spirit, and soul are used a lot in spirituality, often interchangeably. They appear to mean the same thing, but when you get into the detail, they do not. While they are connected to one another and part of a whole, they are different. Let's find out how. Hey there, I'm Liz Watt. Welcome. I talk about how to integrate work, life, and spirituality. Today, I want to talk about the real difference between source, spirit, and soul. Let's get right into it. When we consider the term source, spirit, soul, particular terminology is being used here, but what's important is not the names that are used, but the differences in these aspects of a larger whole and how they interrelate with one another. To understand source, spirit, and soul, consider the idea of source as the whole of everything and spirit as soul as aspects or parts within the source. So what is source? It can also be referred to as consciousness, the universe, the field, energy, life force, source consciousness, prana, God, the mind of God, or sometimes even spirit. Use whatever name feels most comfortable to you, but what we're referring to here, we shall call source or consciousness. Source is everything that is. It's nothing and it's everything. It's a field of energy that runs through every single thing like a life force. Source can be considered as a continuous, infinite ocean of energy that includes everything that exists and ever is and ever was and ever will be. Because everything is source and a part of source, and source is everything, it knows everything about itself. To unknow itself, it needs to create a situation where it can forget itself. It does this through your spirit and your soul, which are parts of it. So what then is spirit? It can also be referred to as higher self or spirit guide. Your spirit is a part of the infinite ocean of source energy and consciousness that is everything. It's a part of the ocean, but it is also identifiable as something within that ocean and within the whole. It's bigger than a drop in the ocean and maybe more like a wave. So it exists as intangible and immaterial energy. It feels complete and whole and connected with the universal source consciousness and all other energy. So it exists in the spiritual realms of higher dimensions than the physical third dimension that we know. From these higher dimensions, it's aware of you in your temporal physical form and your human body and the infinite potentials and possibilities for your life at any point in time. Your spirit or higher self is what manifested or created the thought or the idea of you as a possibility of experiencing itself as this part of the infinite ocean of consciousness in a new way. So it as an energetic form created you in physical temporal form as a physical, seemingly physical human being. It is the aspect of source that connects your physical human form to that larger ephemeral and energetic field of source that is everything. So when you as the human being can connect to your higher self, you can tap into that higher wisdom that comes from a wider and more objective perspective of your current situation. When you're connected to your spirit or your higher self, you feel connected to something bigger than yourself that guides you in the right direction because it is connected to infinite wisdom and intelligence. So what then is the soul? At its essence, the word soul means life and is what gives life to the human form. So we know that everything is energy, and energy transforms from one state to another but never disappears. It only changes form. Your soul is energy. It is a life force but can never be destroyed but only transform. It is like one drop in the ocean of source taken from that wave that is your higher self or your spirit and brought down to earth. It is still a part of the ocean and the wave, but it's separate at the same time. In the third dimension, everything is physical. So the energy of your soul on planet Earth manifests in this physical form as the human being you know as you. It's part of your higher self. Your soul is an energetic conduit that allows your spirit or higher self an opportunity to experience you as an aspect of itself in a new way. It's like the soul comes from the higher self. Your soul is the energetic conduit that exists in and around your physical body and gives life to your brain and body. In physical human form, the energy, your soul manifests in three aspects of the mind, the body, and the heart. So these three aspects are tools to help you perceive, understand, and navigate the physical world we know as planet Earth. How you use them, it's like a vehicle for your soul. Your body, your mind, and your heart are a physical vehicle for your soul to experience Earth. How you use them will impact your experience of life here on Earth. The energetic vibration of the soul energetically reflects the health and well-being of your mind, your body, and your heart, and the temporal human form that you have on planet Earth. The level of well-being in your mind, body, and heart will be reflected in the energetic vibrations and frequencies of your soul. The well-being of your soul will be reflected in your mind, body, and heart. Your human form is connected to your higher self through the soul as an energetic bridge or conduit to that higher self beyond, which is a part of Source. When you're connected to your higher self and follow the intelligence, wisdom, and the path that it is communicating to you, you will have a strong energy flow and life force that fuels your body, mind, and heart with energy. When you're disconnected from your higher self and spiritual essence, and sort of off your path, your energy will be slow and your body, mind, heart, and even your soul will shift into unwellness. When the energetic life sources cease to fuel the temporal human form, the body dies and the energetic form of the soul returns back to the higher self and then transforms just as another drop in the ocean of Source and consciousness. So therefore, at your core, you are a spiritual being or energetic being having a physical experience here on Earth through your body, your mind, and your heart. The problem is that most of us are disconnected from our mind, body, and heart, which in turn disconnects us from our soul, and then in turn our spirit and Source. As long as we live disconnected and separated, we will experience pain and suffering. So to feel better and reduce our suffering, we must start to become aware of and reconnect back to our mind, our body, our heart, and our soul. Through this process, we will reconnect back to our spirit or our higher self and in turn Source, where we will remember and understand that we are merely a drop in the ocean of Source energy and that we are connected to everything. We're all part of a whole. Understanding these different aspects of Source and that at your core you're a soul and a higher self or spirit and Source is the first step in raising your awareness and understanding of who and what you are. You can stay disconnected and fragmented from this truth or start to work to reconnect with and reignite the parts of your whole. It's your choice. So if you have any questions or thoughts about this idea of what Source, Spirit, or Soul are and how they're different and how you see these aspects of yourself, either as part of yourself or something else, I'd love to hear about them in the comments. If you want to know more, then make sure you consider subscribing to my channel because I have a ton of content to share with you about integrating work, life, and spirituality. While you wait for the next episode, make sure you check out some of my other work either here or at lizwatt.com. That's everything for today. I hope you found it helpful. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.